My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the Never Peak Project Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Ranger, your California Coastside coach, your friendly neighborhood life coach, your favorite agricultural consultant. Last year, I did my walk across the country, and now I am documenting a lot of the stories, lessons, and applications that I've gained from that experience into this podcast, as well as some present learnings as I jump into entrepreneurship by running my own coaching and consulting practice. And if you are an avid listener of the podcast, you've noticed that I've been MIA for the last few weeks. It's been super busy over here at the range, I guess. That's why I'm going to do this little bit of like a lower quality video recording, just kind of give some updates on what's been going on, why I've been MIA from the podcast, and take a little bit of accountability. One of my biggest goals with this podcast is to do consistent Monday uploads for regular episodes and then do some guest and bonus episodes as time goes on. The last few weeks, I think I've missed 3 uploads now, so a little bit behind on the upload schedule, going to have to revamp my entire spreadsheet that I have for the podcast. But in terms of the reasoning why is I have had a few programs start in July that have kept me super busy. Back in, almost April, May or so, I was asked by the Renaissance Center over here on the coast side, which is entrepreneurship support, to do 2 different classes with them. The very first one was going to be Start Smart, which is a 4-week, very intensive, you know, I have an idea for a business. I don't know if I want to make it a real thing. Let's figure it out. And unfortunately, that one only made it to the very first session because we had 1 sign up. We needed at least 3 people to sign up for that, and I wasn't able to get anybody to do it. So that was pretty unfortunate, but kind of continuing on, kind of was like, okay, well, let's see what we can do for this next one, because starting July, a month later, the June was supposed to be like not really a rehash, but more of a preparation for the 10-week course, which is called Business Prep. Now, Business Prep is a 10-week intensive course where you say, this is my business idea, how do I launch it? And one of my biggest goals is, if you want to make your first sale during this, let's make your first sale. If you want to figure out marketing during this, let's figure out marketing. It's kind of like one of those general courses for business owners, but it's like, I know a bunch of things, but I'm having a hard time executing it or holding myself accountable to it. And that's what I really love about these courses. That the best thing is that they're free, thanks government funding, I guess, or wherever Renaissance gets their funding from. But we were able to get 6 people signed up for that. I ran some Facebook and Meta ads. I spent about $225 on that series. And then I spent more money on the pesticide class. But I dropped about $200 into Google ads for that, and we were able to get 2 signups specifically from Facebook and Meta ads. Now, it's always hard to say. It's like, did this ad push them over the edge to sign up? Or had they already heard about that, and that's just kind of what got them to that finish line, right? And I think that's like the interesting thing. It's like all these different touch points are so interesting to know and to be aware of. One of the students specifically told me that she saw my ad and said, you know, this is too good to be true, because, you know, I have like half decent lighting and I'm like holding the camera like influencer style. And I'm like, my name is Ranger. Well, like, I'm doing this free course, free. And she was like, you know, I didn't trust it. Like, I've seen a lot of scams and issues with, you know, other coaches or these programs. I'm like, what do you mean it's free? And I said, honestly, I totally understand. When I started my business, I signed up with the Valley Sierra SBDC, Small Business Development Center. And I went through like an 8-week course, or they're like, oh, you know, we have this grant available. If you go through this course, you can get awarded. I'm like, what's the catch? And they're like, literally nothing. Can you please just sign up? Like, we need people. They weren't that desperate. But I thought that was so interesting, because she told me, like, you know, you seemed very authentic in this ad, but I still didn't trust it. Something about it didn't make sense. And she said that she came down to the center and specifically asked the Renaissance Center team, hey, is this real? Do you know this guy? And they're like, oh yeah, that's Ranger. Like, yeah, they're doing this course. So I just thought that was so interesting. I think one of the things that I did well in the ad, since it was a local ad, I was in local spots. Like, I recorded episodes inside of the Opportunity Center. I record them in downtown. I had some things from Half Moon Bay in the background to really show, like, hey, like, this is real. I am local. If you walk around downtown, there's a good chance you'll see me. Like, I am a real human being. And I really think that is what people are so starved for nowadays. I think that the same thing, like with my walk across the country last year, where, you know, people, especially with AI videos and skits and, you know, prank influencers, like, there's so much untruthful content out there. And I think the biggest thing for me, and like she told me this, a student that signed up and said, you know, what made me want to go figure this out was because you seemed so authentic and real. And I just thought that was so cool. And I said, yeah, like, that was what I was going for. So I think that's like the lesson from here is be as authentic as you possibly can be. I moved my mic closer, so hopefully you could hear me this whole time. So that was a good lesson. And then the other big thing is I've been doing my pesticides class. So I am doing Pesticides 101, which is a study guide to get people to get their private applicator certificate, which helps them apply restricted materials in California, and just be trained up more so on pesticide safety laws and regulations. So that's been another really big thing that's been taking up a lot of my time. I've been really focusing on making that material, and that's in partnership with JobTrain, which is a workforce development organization here on the coast side. So it's just been all of my free time. Even on my days off when I'm doing within range coaching, like, you know, networking or preparation or whatever, it's just been a lot of that because I have a podcast that I launched for that, Private Applicator Certificate Study Guide in English and in Spanish. I'm using Notebook LM to make the podcast for those study guides. They're like 80, 90% what I wanted, but just being able to generate those so fast and kind of focus in on other pieces of the material has been super helpful. So everybody that signs up for the Pesticides 101 class was enrolled into the 4-hour-and-a-half long courses throughout July. They get audio recordings of the podcast made with Notebook LM. They each get a binder with paper materials. They get a flash drive with a presentation and other materials and so much more. When I was an inspector over in Stanislaus, what I've noticed with the private applicator certificate is that the Spanish version had a much lower pass rate than the English version. So going into this workshop, one of my biggest goals was to try to make the information as accessible as possible. I don't speak Spanish. I know a little bit. I have like a 57-day track or record on Duolingo right now, but like I can say biblioteca. So one of the things I wanted to do was make the information as approachable and accessible as possible. One of the biggest things that I heard from other Spanish speakers was that the test is written in more formal Spanish. And, you know, people that are farm workers, especially here in California, or, you know, they speak like the Mexican Spanish. I don't really understand the difference. I guess it has to just do with dialect or slang or other like dialect changes. But when I was generating all the content, what I do is I use tools like Gemini or ChatGPT to upload the actual study guide from the private applicator certificate that's in Spanish, that more formal Spanish. And I make sure that it says, hey, this is for a target audience that speaks a different kind of Spanish. Can you not change the information into that different type of Spanish? It almost feels like it's like two different languages. Like, hey, people speak language A1, but this isn't language A2. Can you try to translate this in a way that still makes sense to those A1, but that they understand that A2 language? Because I don't want things to get lost in translation, literally. That can affect people's chances of passing. And that's why I wanted to make this course. And it was like a challenge for myself, just one to see if I can do it, see how effective these AI tools are. And we're 3 out of 4 done. We have our last one here in just a few days. Then we start scheduling tests. So we will see how that actually turns out. But everybody gets access to me. We have a translator that is able to help out if they take advantage of those calls to, you know, ask me more questions or get more specialized advice or assistance. And during this, one of my friends who moved out here to the coast side, I was hanging out with him, and you know, I want the class to look good. Like, I want myself to look good. I want the people that are in it to get the most effective, like the most value. And I want my partner organization to get the credit they deserve. So I asked him, I said, hey, like, would you be willing to sign up and go to a few courses to kind of like, are you interested in this at all to even sign up? And he said, no, I'm not. And I kind of joked. I was like, are you sure you don't want to just give us the number? And he was like, no, like, I don't even want to pretend to give the time. And he was like, but that's interesting. Like, what is, like, what are you optimizing for? And I'm like, you know, the more people, the better. And he was like, well, I wouldn't take the test. And I'm like, yeah, no, I hear that. Like, I understand that. And he's like, you know, that's interesting. Like, what's more important, like asses in seats or passes in seats? And I was like, ah, you got me, right? And I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, but it's just like the whole idea of vanity metrics. Like, what do I want a million followers? Like, yeah, that'd be pretty sick. But does that actually do anything for me and my brand and, you know, people signing up for my courses or coaching? Not really, unless I'm making content that's like addressing those people. And I think it's like that same thing that we hear about a lot of times on socials, like, who are you talking to? Who's your target demographic? Like, that was made in person first, right? So this course, like, again, it's for people on the coast side, for applicators or farm workers that want to up their skills in that pesticide game. So by getting people in the class that are not that demographic, doesn't really help us. Like, it might look good when we're turning in our financial reports and saying these things for people that may not be aware of the passes in seats and they just want to see those asses in seats. But I thought that was a really clever way to kind of put that. I know that I've been struggling with that, especially starting off. It's really hard for me to get people in my courses and in my workshops. So again, it's just good to keep that as the focus. Like, we want people to get the results from the educational programming that we put out there, not necessarily just show up and be a number. But those are things I've been going on in the wonderful world of Within Range. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to learn more about my coaching or consulting, go to withinrangecoaching.com. You can also schedule a free 15-minute consultation down below. Just go and click that calendar link, find a time that's right for you. I will call you and we can talk about anything that you want to improve in your life, whether it's your relationships, you're not sticking to your diet, you're not able to talk to your spouse, or, you know, you're having these issues, let me know. I'd be more than happy to help you figure out how to overcome them so that you can be the best version of yourself. As always, thank you so much for listening. And remember to never settle, never quit, and never peak. I'll see you guys in the next one.